This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The year is 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 4 hours live out of the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Thanks to you and the grace of God. Well, I'm negative when things are negative, and I'm positive when things are positive, and things are always a mixed bag, as they say in A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. In fact, will you guys print me the intro passage of A Tale of Two Cities? It's the first page. I want to read that later on air. But I got to tell you, Trump came roaring back yesterday, roaring back, and declared the election a fraud, declared the Chi-Com virus, how they used it to have the mail-in ballots, attacked men and women's sports, went after the open borders, the gun control, the New World Order. He said they're going to rape you financially and politically, and that we've only begun to fight. This is beautiful. I would have given his speech a 98, except he then touted the vaccine and warp speed that's going to end up biting him in the ass because he thinks it's like a normal vaccine. And he thought he wanted to get the economy going. That's his main mission. I don't know why he did it. I'm not defending what Trump did, but I play devil's advocate to try to see his perspective. Doesn't mean I agree with it, as some pundits have claimed. Oh, Jones loves vaccines. He loves mRNA. He promoted Trump, so we should all take it. That's a damn lie. But that's what liars do. They lie. They misrepresent because they're weak. But what we're dealing with here is the fact that that takes his speech down to about an 80. I mean, this is a real turd in the punch bowl. Because as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has stated, and she's on the show Friday, she's a medical doctor, has large clinics in Mexico and the U.S., she expects to start seeing a lot of death 6 months in. Hell, we're already seeing it. That's what other top scientists are saying. So Trump better get far away from this vaccine as quick as he can. It's a real mess. But that said, he did a great job overall. We've got a lot of the excerpts going to be playing today. We have several very informative guests I'll tell you about. But right now, let's just go ahead and go to a few of the clips. Here is Trump on election fraud and it being backed with the Chinese virus.
Horrible things are happening that are too voluminous to even mention, but people know. I mean, it's being studied, and the level of dishonesty is not to be believed. We have a very sick and corrupt electoral process that must be fixed immediately. This election was rigged, and the Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it. And coyotes is dangerous, immoral, and indefensible. Hard to believe it's happening. Biden has failed in his number one duty as chief executive, enforcing America's laws. This alone should be reason enough for Democrats to suffer withering losses in the midterms and to lose the White House decisively 4 years from now.
Gentlemen, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we've got more of what the president had to say last night from Florida. And boy, did the system try to stop him from saying it. And then we've just got so much news. We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale. And an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price. Anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Issues facing the Republican Party is that of ensuring fair, honest, and secure elections. Such a disgrace, such a disgrace. Such a disgrace. We must pass comprehensive election reforms, and we must do it now. The Democrats use the China virus as an excuse to change all of the election rules without the approval of their state legislatures, making it therefore illegal. It had a massive impact on the election. Again, you have to go to the legislatures to get these approvals. This alone would have easily changed the outcome of the election at levels that you wouldn't have even believed. Even with COVID, even with all of the things, the numbers are staggering. We can never let this or other abuses of the 2020 election be repeated or happen again. Can never let that happen again. You see what's going on. We've been set back so greatly with other countries and with the world. We need election integrity and election reform immediately. Republicans should be the party of honest elections that can give everyone confidence in the future of our country. Without honest elections, who has confidence? Who has confidence? This issue is being studied and examined. But the reality is you cannot have a situation where ballots are indiscriminately pouring in from all over the country. Tens of millions of ballots. Where are they coming from? They're coming all over the place. Where illegal aliens and dead people are voting and many other horrible things are happening that are too voluminous to even mention. But people know. I mean, it's being studied and the level of dishonesty is not to be...
gonna do. Time's caught up with you.
Trump returns.
Now you wait your turn.
Declares war on globalist agenda.
You know there's no return.
In powerful CPAC speech. Time is running out for the New World Order. Their system is oppressive. Their system is corrupt. Their system is based on inequity and mental illness and division. It's going to end up failing. The only question is, how do we protect ourselves and the family of humanity that is not part of their sick anti-human system. Well, we become informed. I've got a lot of good news for you and a lot of scary news and a lot of crazy news and some big guests coming up today, and I want to open the phones up. But let me just say this. You know they've attempted to censor InfoWars. You know they've attempted to shut us down. And the hardcore family of listeners that tune in every day and spread the word and support us, you're the reason we're here. You're just as important as any other part of the resistance. You're totally essential, and I salute you every millisecond in my heart and mind. And they hate that connection we have. That's why they're always trying to undermine it. But I'm not going to show you where in Eastern Europe and India and other places here in the U.S., InfoWars is getting tens of millions of views a day, and I'm not even looking for this. I have my teenage daughter who's 16 sending it to me. I have cousins that are 55 sending it to me. I randomly am on the internet and see it. And anytime I talk about it, they go and take the stuff down. But it's whack-a-mole because the attempts to shut us down and to shut us up are not working anymore. So it's definitely epic. Yeah, there's just one they just pulled up right now, 2.3 million views. Now here it is. Video, Alex Jones predicted COVID-19 lockdowns 2010. Well, we predict a lot more than that because we have the documents. We actually tell you it's coming like a meteorologist has radar and can see the storm. Well, if you were a primitive in some island that had never seen radar and you see a blue sky and a meteorologist tells you in 2 days a hurricane's going to hit, when that hurricane shows up in a couple days, they're going to think that guy's a god. He's not. He just has the science. People are flipping out now. This video in India has 18 million views. I was here 5 minutes before the show went live telling the folks I was going to talk about this on air, and then the phone sent a text. I got a text from a very well-known talk show host, podcaster, saying, wow, this is an amazing video, from another source. So it's not about bragging. It's about giving you the good report. That okay, that this video only has 300,000 views at band.video. That's not chopped liver. That's three sports stadiums, three NFL games totally full to capacity. But let me tell you, I love me some 18 million views. And I'm not some corporate, you know, manager like, we don't care about India. That's not our demographic. We don't make money off that. We don't care. That's not our demographic. My demographic is everybody, because I'm looking for brains and souls to not get sucked in by the New World Order and their daddy, Satan. And so money to me is only fuel to run this operation and keep the show on and the satellites up and band.video and other platforms we're building, pumping information out so that as everything we said comes true, everything we ever said will become more and more valuable, more and more powerful, more and more explosive. The left will celebrate when they hear this. I celebrate it, too. We had the FBI Anti-Terrorism Task Force give one of our crew members a visit who wasn't even in D.C. And they've been contacting other folks, and they come to your door with a card. Here, let me show you the card. Here, I'll just show you the card. The FBI Terrorism Task Force. Oh, they're not here for Antifa. They're not here for China. They're not here for the New World Order. They're not here for any of that. Your overhead shot, please. They are here for us. Why, people that just support Trump are terrorists. Wow. U.S. Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, David Snow, Task Force Officer, Joint Terrorism Task Force. Wow. Yeah. The terrorists. See, all that anti-terrorism apparatus, because some Antifa and a few other groups broke in. The police stood down because they were ordered to. Somebody crapped on Pelosi's desk or something. One cop died of heart attack and stroke a few days later. His mother says he didn't die from being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. But this is the greatest attack since 9/11 in Pearl Harbor. And darn it, let's arrest Alex Jones and Roger Stone. Let's get them. And let's talk to every employee they've got And let's oh, I'm so scared. Oh, I'm so scared. You're going to, the FBI ought to be scared that they destroyed their own country for the Chinese communists they work for. You don't see them busting foreign agents or real terrorists anymore. No, 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 no. It's those Trump supporters, you know. They're the ones that want to kill everybody. And the left is bringing us into this wheelhouse, bringing us into this system now, where they intend to stage false flags and blame it on us and start a civil war. And the FBI better be scared of the globalists kicking the civil war off. I know I don't want it to happen. I don't have any delusions of some type of physical conflict being sexy or cool. But, you know, America's living on the good deeds of folks that are already dead. And we're an evil country now. And so we're going under judgment. The dollar's in trouble, everything. Because the government became corrupt and a bunch of dirty, stupid lawyers.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Funded by the criminals and the CIA and others, and they were burning hundreds of churches a day, murdering thousands of people a day for months, crucifying Christians upside down in churches in Egypt and in Libya and areas of Syria. Anderson Cooper would go and stand in front of the mobs doing it and say they were heroes, even when they would grab CBS reporters a quarter mile away from them and gang rape them. Remember all those cases? Oh, no. Okay, so when you're burning down buildings, you're good. When you're Antifa burning down buildings and BLM burning down buildings and trying to burn down federal courthouses, why, that's not even terrorism. That's what the incoming Merrick Garland said just last week. He said, oh, no, Antifa's not terror. But if you're an InfoWars reporter or reporters and you weren't even in D.C., well, you get a visit from the terrorism task force, the anti-terrorism task force. See how that works? Because the Democrats work for China. They work for selling the country out. They work for literally turning the power off, devaluing the currency, ending it. But the little lawyer class, that's the FBI at the top, they love that. I want to ride this country right down into collapse. Truly, absolutely disgusting. What is Anderson Cooper doing with a Nobel Prize? Did they just give him one? Oh, that's old of him, but okay, about to give Obama one. Yeah, the more wars you launch, the more he is a lot younger there. So it's Obama's boyfriend giving him an award. So there you go. That's how all this works. And so they know they've lost the election. They know they're in trouble. They know the globalist agenda is to shut the country down. And they know people are going to reverse all these illegal activities in the elections at the state levels and that Trump's going to lead that. And so they don't intend to let that happen. They intend to blow up federal buildings and shoot federal police and bomb buildings and say we did it when that's the last thing we want. So they can go ahead and get a civil war going and a clampdown on the media completely. That's why they want Fox News off the air, OAN, Newsmax, not just InfoWars. Things are so controlled now that Right Side Broadcasting was showing Mike Lindell warning people about the COVID vaccine, which has had a bunch of deaths happen, and they shut him off saying YouTube will ban us if you do that. So now even live feeds, people think they have to censor it or YouTube will get us. This country isn't going into tyranny, it's in tyranny. And there are pools of truth left still on air. And the system wants the FBI to arrest them. So I would expect in this late date in American history, with America basically on its deathbed, I mean, you can really say if we don't reverse it, born July 4, 1776, died January 20th, 2021. But any way you slice it, we're on our deathbed or already gone. And the bureaucrats and others are just sitting around deciding how to carve up what's left of us. And that's why the lockdown's permanent. You've got Barstool Sports and other people that, you know, seem like nice guys. I'm sure they are. But, oh, they've raised $35 million to help small businesses. Small businesses have lost hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. Half of them have gone out of business. Most of them are never coming back. It's like someone having a shotgun wound to their chest and giving them a Band-Aid or even showing them a box of Band-Aids. It's like if somebody had brain cancer and you put a Band-Aid on top of their head. We don't need to, quote, because of COVID, all these businesses are going out of business, Barstool Sports says, so buy this hat and we'll donate a dollar to some business that's going out of business. It's like giving somebody a cigarette before a firing squad. Hundreds of billions of dollars. Like, look up the number I saw was like $150 billion months ago. In the U.S. alone, ladies and gentlemen, but that's okay. Here, buy these T-shirts, buy these ball caps, and we'll give a dollar to small businesses, which would be fine if they were given the money and then saying, in the lockdowns, COVID-19 is an overblown hoax. It's not COVID-19 causing everybody to go bankrupt. It's the lockdown. It's not COVID-19 killing millions in the third world. It's the lockdown. But there's none of that. There's the prescribed. You're allowed to do your woke COVID thing. Like, I'm not trying to just get Barstool Sports and pick them out of a lineup and say they're the bad guy. There's thousands of groups doing this. I have people ask me, why aren't you raising money for small businesses? Well, I'm not trying to put small businesses in front of a firing squad giving them a cigarette. Raising $1 billion for small businesses will do nothing in the aggregate. Not $10 billion, not $50 billion. It's like giving people welfare. You need to teach people how to fish, not give them fish. And so everyone playing along with COVID's been tough and small businesses are shutting down. And so we're going to raise money. And I guess for Barstool Sports, that'll be great. Because they'll, you know, they can just keep raising money for years while all the small businesses totally go out of business and never fix a problem. It's kind of like breast cancer. And everyone asks, why is breast cancer up 2,000, 5,000, 10,000%? Glyphosate in the water, all the studies show, Roundup, the rest of it. Never. Let's stop using Roundup so breast cancer doesn't shoot up through the sky. No, no, no. Let's have a jog for it, a 5K, a 10K, a 20K. Let's raise money and have pink license plates. And, oh, just wonder why all the women we know have breast cancer. Why our grandmothers and mothers and everybody else gets it and then their beautiful breasts get chopped off or they die. Oh, but don't worry. Barstool Sports is fighting against the Robin Hood traders. Well, everybody did that. So see, it's always the safe virtue signal, not the COVID lockdown's a fraud, the vaccine's dangerous, the lockdown's killing millions worldwide, Klaus Schwab designed it that way. No, 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 no. All the safe podcasts just go as far as they can, and that's it. And because of that attitude, we're going to lose the whole country and the whole world. Businesses don't need $5,000 because in New Jersey or New York or Michigan or California or Washington State, they were told they were obsolete. They need governors and legislatures that aren't globalist pimps. They need to stamp the fraud like the governor of the Dakotas up there, Noam, said. North Dakota, that it's a fraud, that Fauci's a liar. That's what we need, is that Fauci's a lying, stinking rat who said 4% of the public would die, who said the hospitals would have totally overflow. They didn't. Who counted all the other deaths of car wrecks and everything else from the flu to pneumonia as that, and it's admitted that's the case. But no one will call it out because you might get censored by YouTube. Hey, guess what? To all the other successful podcasters, you're not going to have any future or any job or any money, and the lockdown's never going to end until you say no. It's permanent. And I finally had a big national talk show host the other day admit to me. He goes, you've been right about everything. I didn't believe you a year ago when you said we've been in lockdown in a year and how the formula would be exactly the same, but you were right. And I looked it up. My God, what do we do? And I said, that's what I need to hear because I want to defeat this. I'm not calling out Barstool Sports because I'm mad at them. They have a lot of viewers. They can help save the world. But we can't do it unless people start doing it. Do you understand, Barstool? All your money and all your viewers are worthless if the country collapses into a giant civil war. So don't just act like men. Be men. Call COVID what it is. A weapon to shut us down. Call for total reopening now. Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone. down, and it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I want to get into Trump's speech, and then I want to get the number out and take your calls. I had a ton of news today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I wasn't trying to go into a rant against Barstool Sports. I just know some of the guys here locally. They say they like the show. I watch some of the podcasts. You know, it's good stuff overall if you want a diversion. They seem to act kind of blue-collar like they care and stood up against the whole Robin Hood trading deal like everybody else did because it's a no-brainer. Only people that, you know, sided with it were the Democrats, truly sickening people, big guys against the little guys, that's who they are. But the system will let you raise money for small businesses because it's never going to save them. They're killing those ecosystems. They're killing the local infrastructure. It's designed to vertically integrate the economy. You've got to push to end the lockdowns and open the businesses. But if Barstool Sports did that, they would run into censorship. But if we all stood up together and said no, it would happen. Again, I was talking to a big national talk show host who is looking to open a major comedy club, and that's no secret. And I told him a year ago, I said, because he was already planning to move to Austin, I said, you watch, they're not going to open in a year. And now he's having to think about that, and you'll decide what he's going to do. And I know what his decision is, but I'm not at liberty to say it yet. It's pretty exciting. I'll just stop there. But it's just the things we have to do to jump through Klaus Schwab and the UN's hoops when it's all based on lies is ridiculous. And I'm tired of it. And so my triggering point was even seeing one of the crew up here wearing a lion's not sheep hat that they donated a dollar to a small business. And you're a lion, not a sheep. Great. But a lion would go out and expose Fauci and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the heart of it. Let me tell you who a lion is. Is Corey Bernardi of Sky TV in Australia. They're trying to fire these guys, him and Jones and others, that expose the Great Reset as what it is, a giant corporate anti-human eugenics UN world government takeover. Because that's what it is. Oh, there's a lion right there. That's not a sheep right there. So all these guys talking about what big lions they are. And I'm not knocking the guy that was wearing the hat. He's a tough guy, a big patriot. He can wear that hat. It's just giving a dollar to a small business ain't being a lion, folks. It's giving somebody a cigarette before you kill them in a firing squad, or, you know, kind of patting somebody on the head before they die. We have to stop the source of all of this. Yeah, Bono's Charity Foundation gave just 1% to African charities, raised billions upon billions. Just in one drive, $9.6 million in donations, 1.2%. And that was after he got exposed. He said, I promise to stop giving 0.5%. I'll give more. So he gave 1.2%. The greed. Oh, but he's a liberal. He's a virtue signaler. Because I see these businesses, this bar, this restaurant, this little mom and pop, five and dime. Oh, this fund gave him $2,000. This fund got $10,000. That's not going to keep the employees working there for a week. It's not going to keep the lights on for a month. How about a drive to shop at small businesses and to end the lockdown? Again, I'm done with bar stool sports. That's just a microcosm. We're under attack, and Right Side Broadcasting won't let the MyPillow guy at a public event where he's speaking, oh, we better cut the feed. And by the way, CNN back in the day, when they would cut feeds, they would say, oh, it's just a technical difficulty. To Right Side Broadcasting's credit, they went, well, YouTube doesn't let us say that. Well, you're showing a public event, dumbass. YouTube knows even legally. They can say, well, this person can't have a channel or that person can't have a channel. But when they start saying what somebody can say, what if somebody stood up at a football game wearing a T-shirt that said, free the Uyghurs? Is YouTube going to kick off the NBA feed? Yeah, that's actually where this is headed. And then we basically all just enforce on each other. It makes me sick. So that's where I'm going. It's not that I'm mad at a Joe Rogan or mad at a Barstool Sports or mad at any of these people. Because Joe's gone a long way towards exposing the globalists now, and he has a lot of courage, and that's good. He's under a lot of heat for it. It's just that if more people did what Tucker Carlson's doing, and if more people did what Corey Bernardi's doing, we would not be in the position we are. America was made great by people standing up and doing what's right. Australia was made great by people getting out from under being a penal colony and standing up. And none of the freedoms we have were just given to us. By the way, the U.S. was a penal colony too at first. You talk about Australia all day. They dumped more prisoners here than they did in Australia. We have to remember who we came from and stop going along with all of this crap. And I know I'm ranting at the choir here. You come here for news and information. It's just that our problems would be over very, very quickly if we just recognize we're under UN world government attack, said no to it, pointed out it's illegitimate, demanded our government do the right thing. And look, our government on average is about 75 years old at the federal level. And nothing against old people. A lot of them are really wise. A lot of them are really, really selfish and into themselves and stupid when it comes to new things. And so Mitch McConnell and others literally believe CNN still has power. They literally believe 60 Minutes still has power. They literally believe that. And so notice, as soon as they turned against Trump, and demonized America and insurrection, they became fabulously unpopular in a month. And now they've come back with their hat in their hand to Trump and said, please, we love you, we like you, we want to be friends now since we were unsuccessful destroying you and the Liberty Movement. If they had any instincts, they'd know. They have the Democrats whipped. We have the globalists whipped. We have the Chi-Coms whipped. We have their ass. But of course, we won't step up and just step into that victory. No, because it's a bunch of knuckle-dragging lawyers that I'm telling you, man, I've been around these judges and people. Folks, judges, the average judge, even 55, doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground. They know all about the law and the intricacies of that, but the law compared to reality is fantasy. And so we're being marched by globalist forces that want the U.S. out of the way into a total breakdown and civil war, and the people battling to stop the country breaking up are being targeted as domestic terrorists under direct Justice Department orders to the FBI field offices. Now, to be clear, most of the FBI agents outgoing and doing this know it's pure BS, but that just still doesn't matter. We can't sit there just because the rank-and-file FBI agents aren't bad people on average and not realize that they are still, like a sword is a dumb weapon. I'm not saying they're dumb, but when you do what you're told in a tyranny, you're like a dumb weapon. And they are wielding that sword against us to prepare everyone when they stage the false flags to come after the Liberty Movement, and then it's going to trigger a civil war, which no one wants and which we do not want to have. Okay, I'm going to play a bunch of the Trump clips when we come back and the rest of the news briefly here. I told you we can only run it for a limited time. It has to end this Saturday on the storable food because food prices went up for them again, and giving free shipping and 10% off, they're not making any money. I'm making a little bit. The deal is too good. And the board of directors just said, look, this is lower than anybody selling food anywhere. You have until Saturday. You have to stop, or other distributors are getting pissed off. And that's the truth. That's what's going on. So you have 5 days to get 10% off the entire My Patriot supply catalog and free shipping. That's a huge deal with food because shipping's a big part of the cost. At InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. And we're on the phone with them last night and this morning. They're trying to get me to stop it by Wednesday. I twisted their arm until Saturday afternoon. It will end Saturday afternoon. I'm contractually bound, okay? InfoWarsStore.com. You need to get prepared. You need storable food. You need to get it now. Also, store-wide free shipping. I don't have products that have sold out coming in for 2 weeks. We're basically out of a lot of our products. So I was going to have a sale for a week or two, and then when new stuff came in, only have a new sale on that. That's how we are able to keep afloat. But because of the breakdowns in supply chain, we're running out of everything. So anything you order, we have in stock. But a lot of this stuff, who knows when we're going to have it again. So we're kind of in a pickle. I'm having to go to donations for a few months just to keep the ball rolling and stay in the black here. But we've got store-wide free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got Survival Shield X2, Turbo Force, Mel Vitality, Privacy Pods is just sold out, Knockout, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultra 12, it's all 25 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So please support us. Be great products at the same time.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Wait till I hit the COVID stack next hour. Japan asked China to stop performing anal swabs on its citizens. Says it's humiliating and the PCR test is fake. But Biden says it will continue with U.S. citizens and it's coming here. And if Fauci says they're going to stick something in your rear end, it's going to happen. So maybe we should air that public service announcement from the Chi-Coms here in just a moment. I also want to open the phones up, but I'll do that when we start the next hour. Let's go to some of these Trump clips. He talked about it in his speech. He also did it over the phone this morning on Fox TV. And I have something called a memory. So I remember him in the summer during the riots wanting 10,000 troops in D.C. when they were saying they were going to attack the Capitol and the White House. And we had all those videos of the Sunshine Project and other groups funded by the Democrats and Soros saying, we're going to have weapons, we're going to take over the Capitol and government buildings. Those that have the guns win. You know, we played those clips. And so all they did was dress up like our people that day and go in and then infiltrate some of our groups out of a million. A few hundred went in, and that's how they set this up to frame us as the terrorists. A false flag, they've been exposed, and I told you 2 weeks ago, Trump's getting ready to start coming out and exposing that, and he began doing it last night. So instead of being on the defense that, hey, we're not terrorists, how about we expose who infiltrated, who did what? Well, that's beginning to happen, and it really scares the system. We know CNN paid $70,000 along with another media company to the Jaden X, who told everybody there was going to be a big infiltration of the right-wing groups, try to get them to attack. And you're like, well, we saw that giant mass at the Capitol. They were told to go there by Trump. It was only the few hundred people that were there before Trump even spoke that were already attacking police, so that when the crowd showed up, they were told, hey, Trump says attack, and a few hundred idiots joined him. That was it. That's mob psychology. But they got us. They set us up. And Trump said in his speech last night, he said, we made a big mistake. We should have had more security at the Capitol. He knows he got set up. He knows we got set up. He knows the Capitol Police are controlled by D.C., District of Criminals. He knows that they were ordered to go do traffic control. They weren't part of it. They were just outmanned. And you saw what happened. I'll play a clip of that in a moment, but here's Trump talking about, do you miss me yet?
Well, thank you very much, and hello, CPAC. Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me
yet? And of course, he went on to say, I may run and win for a third time. Then he got into Chinese fraud. We've already played that earlier. Let's go to Trump calling into Fox News saying Pelosi rejected Trump's request for 10,000 National Guard troops on day of Capitol riot. And what's crazy is this morning when I saw this, I saw headlines saying Trump's lying. Bill Barr says Trump never requested it. He was on the damn news requesting it last summer and again right before the riot. I mean, I sent the news articles to my producers. I have them right here. You all remember that. That's the level of gaslighting that they're engaged in here. And that's why they have Honoré, the general preparing for gun confiscation for the Democrats, saying you can't trust the police, the military. They were in on it because those police are saying, hey, we were sent for traffic control. And most people were peaceful. They were finally ordered to stand down. And the head chief of police that resigned said Antifa was there and helped lead the attack. But again, the image is a giant crowd of hundreds of thousands. It looks like they're all going in the building. No, they were waiting on Trump. It was a tiny group. They have a giant anthill with hundreds of thousands of ants running around, and then 200 of them go into a building, and you're saying the whole anthill attacked. No, the whole anthill did not attack. But that's the perception they've sold. So here's Trump saying Pelosi rejected request for 10,000 National Guard troops on day of the Capitol riot.
Said to the Department of Defense, the top person, days before we had the rally, because that rally was massive. I mean, you know, you have, they don't, the press doesn't like to talk about, but the real number was much, much bigger in terms of the people that were at the location. It went all the way back practically to the Washington Monument. It was tremendous numbers of people. Not the Capitol.
It didn't practically go back to that. And see, none of that's on the news. I've asked the crew to get the footage. I mean, I'm sitting there in the second row, and I'm looking back at the Washington Monument. It's nothing but red everywhere, and side streets red, and just red everywhere. But only 30,000 can get into the little ellipse with the metal detectors where Trump's speaking. So Trump's speaking on a postage stamp in front of the White House, and then all around him's people. And then they start leaving hours before he's even done speaking. They're all the way down to the Capitol. And I get to the Capitol. I look all the way back. It's people all the way up to the Washington Monument. There's photos and videos of this. And then people here. And again, 200 going in the Capitol is all of those people. Everybody else is just like, yay, hopping up and down, having a good time. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the president.
The rally, because that rally was massive. I mean, you know, you have, they don't, the press doesn't like to talk about, but the real number was much, much bigger in terms of the people that were at the location. It went all the way back practically to the Washington Monument. It was tremendous numbers of people. Not the Capitol. I'm talking about the rally itself. And it was a love fest. It was a beautiful thing. No, but we actually, I requested, I said, look, this rally is going to be bigger than anyone thinks. Because everybody I see said, oh, we're going to be at the rally. We're going to be at the rally. And it had it was, I think, the largest crowd that I've ever spoken before. And I've spoken very big crowds. Hundreds of thousands of people, and more than that. But hundreds of thousands of people. And I said that I think you should have 10,000. I think I gave the number. I definitely gave the number of 10,000 National Guardsmen. I think you should have 10,000 of the National Guard ready. They took that number, from what I understand, they gave it to the people at the Capitol, which is controlled by Pelosi, and I heard they rejected it because they didn't think it looked good. So, you know, that was a big mistake.
I just want to know how you feel about it now.
I
think people want to hear you say that.
No. I hate to see it. I think it's terrible. I hate to see it. I will tell you that it's very interesting. However, when you see Washington burning and when you see Seattle burning and Portland burning and all these other places burning with Antifa and the radical left, nothing seems to happen. Nobody seems to be bothered by that. And I hate to see that difference, mm-hmm. but I hated to see genocide at the Capitol. I hate to see any of that. But it is a double standard because every time you look at Antifa and these other cities burning, it's terrible. You look at Minneapolis and what happened over there. And if we didn't allow the guard to go in, they'd still be having problems there. But so I do hate to see that double standard. I think it's very unfair.
Everything Trump just said was true. I was there. And I've asked the crew to do this. Maybe we've done it. But I remember when we were marching to the Capitol, I said, get the footage back there of just people all the way back to the monument. Before Trump even stopped speaking, it was insane. At least a million people. And that was a good thing, and that scared the globalists to show Biden can't fill a gymnasium. He's hiding, but this guy, the real president, has a million people out here. We want an investigation into the fraud. Why would we want to storm the Capitol? Why would we want to make ourselves look like fools? Why would we want to discredit ourselves? No, ladies and gentlemen, a bunch of Antifa provocateurs manipulated the few people in the crowd that wanted to fight, and once the cops attacked, well, the people attacked back. And again, a small minority went in. That is the fact. I mean, whenever they're burning down businesses from Kenosha, Wisconsin to Seattle, Washington, it's mostly peaceful with giant flaming buildings and dead people behind them. But when this happens, we're the biggest devils ever. People say, Jones, why do you keep talking about it? We know this was a fraud. Because the general public still doesn't get it. And the Republicans were cowed by it. And Trump really didn't get on the offense about it. And now he's figured it out. As I told you 2 weeks ago, I said, Trump now knows this is a scam. Trump now knows he was set up. Trump's going to come out and say the election was a fraud again, now that the impeachment isn't hanging over his head. And he's going to come out and start talking about what really happened at the Capitol. And so look for that to happen. It doesn't matter what the Justice Department does. It doesn't matter what the FBI covers up. The truth is going to come out. Okay, I want to take calls next hour on the strike on Syria, the expansion of war there, on the economy here, on Trump's speech yesterday, on how much trouble Cuomo's in, on all the huge developments on the COVID front. We've got new footage of Netanyahu taking a fake COVID shot, a bunch of other public officials taking fake COVID shots. This is really a big scandal. That's coming up. We've got so much for you today. The dementia of Biden getting much more intense. It's all coming up. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers in the first round of callers, please. 877-789-2539. And then don't forget, it's got to end with the storable food on Saturday. Free shipping, 10% off. That takes any profit out of it for the folks that did the deal. Well, they got to stop the deal because they can't fund themselves. So people are buying the hell out of it, but it's kind of a problem when the deal's so good, it's almost a lost leader. We do make some money. That helps fund the operation. So thanks for doing it. You need your storable food. Now's the time to get it with all the uncertainty going on. This is the highest quality, the lowest price you're going to find. InfoWarsStore.com. Only a few days left. Free shipping, 10% off. And then we have free shipping on all of our items up to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. Please stay with us.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.